USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials have over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccine that specifically targets Omicron still must be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. Will Smith is addressing his Chris Rock slap at this year's Academy Awards in a YouTube video.
Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Consumer sentiment numbers are edging up slightly from an all-time low hit in June. The University of Michigan's final reading for July is the second lowest on record. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 16 people have died from flooding in his state. Brenda Bailey is a resident of Hazard, Kentucky, and says people have had a hard time reaching first responders.
People crying out for help on Facebook, you know, having no phone, no internet, not having a way to get a hold of people. Our first responders are overwhelmed. 911 calls are busy, and it's taking them a little while to get help.
The governor has declared a state of emergency. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is beginning her trip for Asia today. The California Democrat will be visiting allies including Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, and Singapore. There's no word yet if Pelosi and her delegation will be visiting Taiwan. China has warned the United States against Pelosi visiting Taiwan and still considers the self-governing island a part of Chinese territory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Tonight's top prize for the Mega Millions jackpot is $1.1 billion, which is now the second largest jackpot in the game's history and the third largest for any lottery game in the nation. The drawing set for 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Amazon is releasing its earnings report from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
Amazon reported slowing sales and a net loss for the second straight quarter. Strength in their cloud computing business was shadowed by continued weakness in its wheelhouse retail operations. Revenue for the tech giant marked Amazon's slowest growth in roughly 20 years.
As we make our way towards the midterm elections, the Postal Service is continuing to work on ways to improve handling election mail.
The United States Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the 2022 midterm elections. The division is going to be called the Election and Government Mail Services. The executive director of the division stated that the service will oversee, quote, election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise.
Ellie Andrews reporting from our USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.